have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. What am I?
Money?
No, it's a secret.
That's the answer, a secret?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
This is Will. This is the Up Podcast, episode 4.
Number 4.
What's up, man? How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. Yeah, I did some cleaning around the house, so I was in here just trying to get myself together. How was your weekend?
Oh, you asked how my weekend?
Yes, because you like to try to play me on here, but yeah.
My weekend was good. Today is my mom's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Saturday, they had like a little get-together at the house for her. Sunday turned into a get together at the house for another, so it was cool. A lot of fun this time. You ready to get into it?
I am ready.
So this segment is called our weekly review, where we talk about things that went on during the previous week.
All right. So first up, we have DeMarcus Cousins, and this is the situation with his child's mother. He wanted his son to go to his wedding, and from what I understand, it was concerning it being the mother's week and not his week, and he still wanted the child to come. She released a recording where he threatened her over the phone, and he recently just had a warrant for his arrest.
How do you feel about that? I'll let you go first on that.
Well, I don't know if their private life has been out in the public. I don't know at all. So what I will say is that I'm a person that looks at things from both sides. Mm-hmm. So she could be one of those bitter baby moms, or he could really be an abuser that she's used to. And that's why she decided to record it. I don't know.
I don't know either. What I will say is that I don't think it's ever okay to like threaten anybody, especially like the mother of the child, with like life-threatening threats. It's weird to me because I would think that if the request is just, can I have my son for my wedding? I know people have like agreements on who get the child on what days, but I feel like a good co-parenting situation would have some kind of compromise with it. It's the man wedding. Why wouldn't you allow his son to
come to his wedding? Unless she's still bitter about it. Maybe she felt like it was supposed to be her. But I do remember I seen like a lot of people were saying that he could have possibly scheduled it on his week. I kind of agree with that.
I don't think weddings go like that though, especially with a man. Like, men don't have like a big hand in scheduling those kind of events.
It's probably, but even with his wife, because I feel like as a woman, you have to think. You have to think like that, and I think she should have thought about, especially if they're used to their baby mom and know how she can possibly be, mm-hmm. maybe you both should have sat down and thought about it. Okay, so let's plan this out, because you plan a wedding ahead of time. Now, dates can change. That venue might not be, you know, available at the time that you want, but you can try to schedule it ahead of time to make sure that it's on a weekend that he might actually have his son. And I just think that's something I would have done as a woman.
Okay. I mean, I did see somewhere where I think this is the same woman that he choked before. So I think they have like a rocky kind of relationship period. I don't know. I think like something as simple as a wedding, bro, like that shit could easily be figured out. Like, even if like, you know, like, DeMarcus is a multi-millionaire. I feel like both of y'all just some of that could be at the wedding, and you can take them after that. Like, I don't know, man. Weddings are sacred. Like, I would want my son to, and I wouldn't be, excuse me, trying to go back and forth, you know, with the mother of my child about that.
But then,
for her to record, like, the whole conversation, I feel like
she knew he was going to say something. Yeah. She knew it. So, I don't know if that was just... But either way, even if it was just her trying to set him up, she still know what type of man, how he's going to respond. Right. So, that's a problem in itself. So, I guess that's, you know...
And there's nothing... Me, personally, I don't know... Well, I can't say that. I was about to say that I don't think he was going to actually send a bullet through her head. But I feel like if you'll hit a woman, you'll kill a woman, so...
True.
I don't know.
You know, some of these, you know, celebrities, they get that money, they can just pay somebody to do it. So, I mean, you never know. You can, I mean, you kind of have to take it serious when you, when somebody make a threat like that. But, hey. All right, so we have Young Jeezy and Jeannie Mai. What did you think of them coming out as a couple?
I didn't think anything about it.
I like it. I think it's good. I mean,
I think the pictures of wherever they were dope.
Her dress was off the chain. I love that dress.
I like her little face she made when they were, when she wasn't smiling. The other face she made, it was kind of gangster, but I mean, I don't really have no thoughts about that.
Yeah, I watched her on the reel, so Jeannie always talked about rappers, so I'm not surprised that she ended up with Young Jeezy at all.
Is it a big deal? Like,
no. No, I think they look cute together. And I like Jeannie, so...
You saying, are people making it a big deal?
I mean, some people are, yeah.
As far as a you class know, or a race?
Race. It's always about that when it comes down to
is it.
Is it
black women or black men?
Mostly black women. Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't know why. They just feel like, I guess everybody's supposed to be... with a black woman, I don't know. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I don't have a problem with it. Like, we can't have everybody, so I mean, it's whatever. I get it though.
Love is love. I can't.
Yep.
I feel where black women be coming from sometimes, but well, most times, but I just think that you can't help who you know fall in love with or choose to date or anything like that. Especially Young Jeezy, who, you know, has black kids, have dated black women in the past. And I don't think it's like...
And I just told that to somebody on 50 Cent post because he posted, you know, his son just made 7, Sayer. And his son is half Asian. So, you know, somebody on there, oh, the way he talk, I would expect him to be with a strong black woman and all this blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, he's been posting this little boy that is his child's mother, like 50 dates black women. He don't discriminate. And that's the type of people that I like. I like people that don't discriminate. I don't like the people that be like, oh, I don't date my own race. I think that's weird. But, hey, that's just me.
Hey, your options open for everybody, I guess.
Yep.
Hey, I just hate that, like, it's always, like, a double standard with that because when it comes to black women who date outside their race, it's always because black men ain't shit and it's hard to find a black man who got this and this and this, so.
I don't think that's a double standard. I think most black men that I've heard, they don't date black women because of stereotypical reasons. So.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. In other news, So Malik Yoba came out and stated that he has an attraction for trans women. Now, what made me...
Is that what he said? Because what I read, he said he don't discriminate. He like...
He said he's attracted to trans women.
And regular women.
Yeah. Yeah. He's all women.
Okay.
He used the term all women. Which I disagree with. But, okay. So, Malik Yoba, he did say that he has an attraction to all women. What you think?
More power to him, I guess. I mean,
hey,
you like what you like.
Yeah, it made me go to his page because I didn't believe it at first. And then I went to his page because, you know, you read articles and they have all this stuff written out. So, like, I actually found the post on his page and he does say it, you know, verbatim. That's what he's attracted to. The only thing I wonder is if his wives knew, like the women that he was married to previously. That's the only thing I was wondering about that. And not only that, I found out that he's like a huge advocate for trans people. So, like, he's very heavy in it.
I would hope that if you date them, you would, you know.
I mean, I don't know if he date them, but he said he's attracted. He has a physical attraction to them.
I mean, if you're attracted to...
Well, that don't mean he, you know.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like when it comes to what other people like or are attracted to, I stay out of that. No ups to them. I think all that started because it was a video going around... of like a couple of guys in like I think Philadelphia was teasing this other guy because he like trans women.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
and he committed suicide, right? Or he was killed.
He might have committed suicide. I don't know. I think it's a whack for people to like judge other people on what they prefer. What you eat don't make me shit, so it's a whack to me. But I do think people who are in like a celebrity status should like vouch more for like that kind of thing. So like it won't be like, you know, like this bad stigma around liking what you like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And that's why he said he came out with it and, you know, stated that he has an attraction as well. He's like, I think he said that's something that he kind of battled with, or when people find out they have a...
As a black man, I'm sure it's hard because we as a black community don't fully understand like that whole thing. So like it's hard for us to like just accept stuff and let stuff ride. As a black woman, like could you date a man who like trans?
No.
All
right. No. Hey, I mean, this is the Unfiltered Podcast. Hey. All righty. So, the next love who you love, though, be who you want to be.
Oh, that's a fact.
But just be honest with me. Okay, so Marcellus Wiley on Nessa being given a pass to speak on black men. Do you agree with that?
I agree / disagree. And I'm talking about his whole statement as a whole, like the way he felt about Cap and Nessa as a whole was it's very like problematic but true.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he hit home on some points about Cap and Nessa, but I also think that like he's very ignorant to the fact of like what is a black woman, and she's not black enough to speak on that, or Cap isn't black enough to fully understand the scope of injustice. That shit bothered my soul, because regardless of like what we deem black enough or whatever, white people see us black regardless of...
Hello. And that's I'm glad you said that, because that's something that I see people go back and forth with. Because one minute you want to claim Barack Obama, and then there's somebody else that may have, you know, a mixture going on with them as well. And it's like, oh, they're not black.
Mm.
They're white. Their mama white or their daddy white, you know. So it's like, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. But one minute you want to claim them. But if it's going against what you feel they should be saying, then, oh, they're not black anyway. Like, they're not black. They can't speak for us.
I don't care if you have white, have Japanese, have whatever. You always black enough to get your ass shot by the police.
I agree.
But I do agree when you said that, like, at this point, like, I feel like Nessa is, like, overtaking, like, everything Colin kneeled for. Like, at some point, Colin Kaepernick has to, like, say something or do an interview or something. Because just being silent and then coming out whenever somebody does work with the NFL or whenever anything happens that doesn't align themselves with Colin Kaepernick, they tweet and Nessa put out these tweets and calling people coons and like that. That's problematic. Like, that's like, what do you want? What do you want? And we don't know what you want until people go against what you know what you want. So I don't know.
And it goes back to our last episode when I say Nessa talks too much.
She talks too much. I think that there just needs to be like some kind of, I don't know, like we just can't keep on hearing from them every time somebody goes against them.
As I said, Nessa talks too damn much. And it doesn't have anything to do with race for me. I just think she talks too much. I understand her talking about certain people because of what Colin is fighting for and the people that she may feel that should have his back that's going against it. I understand that. So you can't make that a race issue. However, Nessa talks too much. Like, she just needs to be quiet sometimes. I mean, I understand she has a show where she talks, but I think she needs to find a better way of saying what she's trying to say.
At some point, Colin Kaepernick has to come out and say something. I personally wouldn't have my girl Archa just, like, tweeting reckless to people who go against me. Like, yeah, that's my girl, and she's free to say whatever she wants to say, but on behalf of me, nah.
Right, because at the end of the day, she's creating a certain image for not only herself, but him as well.
Yeah, like she represents him because he won't talk, and she's his fiance, I think, now. So, like,
it almost sounds like they pillow talking and she coming back and talking about it on her show. So,
and I would think that I know for me, I would, like, if my girl is out here, like, calling people coons and calling people liars. Like, you'll be mad as a man if one of those men respond to her.
And so, they'll have every right to.
Yeah. I mean, it's only so many coons you gonna call me, especially if I'm not out your cooning. But as far as, like, most of this wild and shit, like, the girl is Egyptian, I think. Like, man, she black. Like, I don't know. She black to me. I know she black to white people. Yeah, I don't care if Colin Kaepernick, mama white, daddy white, whatever. Like, he black, so that's another issue for me.
And if they didn't know he was, they knew when he took that stance, so.
I just think it's ignorant for black people to get on, like, Vlad TV. Like, Marcellus Wiley is on Vlad TV, a white man, talking about how Colin Kaepernick isn't black enough.
Whew.
And Marcellus Wiley is on a show with a black man who talks shit about black people on the regular. Like, before you tell me anything about Colin Kaepernick, check Jason Whitlock fat ass. Like, that man sitting next to you every day and spew all this black hatred right next to you. And you don't say shit about that. I don't want to hear shit about Colin Kaepernick not being black enough or Nelson or none of that shit. From you. Give me somebody else. Yeah. Anyway, next.
Okay, so the Hurricane Katrina anniversary.
Man, I used to mention like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Like,
that was a rough time.
It was unreal.
Yeah. That shit was hard, like.
I feel like it didn't set the tone for all the other storms following it. Because just like,
I don't think that ever be a fumble like they fumbled Hurricane Katrina. Like,
yeah.
That shit was bad, man. Yeah, people, you had dead bodies floating in the streets.
Yeah. People, that was horrifying.
Yeah, like calling like people trying to eat looters, and like we literally called people from this country refugees. Shit is crazy to even think of. Think back about. I remember I was in I had to be like 11 or 12th grade, but I remember at one time we had three families living in our house at one time. And three families in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath.
Oh, wow.
Shit, yeah. Wow. My uncle, his girlfriend, 2 daughters, they 2 kids. My other uncle from Thibodeau, his daughters, their kids. Yeah, it was bad.
Wow.
Hurricane Katrina was a bitch, like.
Yeah.
And we still dealing with like that, like.
Uprooted so many people.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Baton Rouge traffic has like ever gotten back right.
Oh,
right?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then that, you know, brings us to the current Hurricane Dorian.
Yeah.
And
the strongest hurricane, one of the strongest hurricanes ever recorded in the Atlantic.
Yeah, I've just been watching those videos and seeing, like, people are literally in their homes and the water look like it can come in at any time.
The bad thing about it is, like, it's a huge hurricane with huge winds and it's not moving at all. It's going, like, 1 mile per hour. So it's literally just sitting on top of the Bahamas.
Yeah, and then you've seen like some of the windows were blown out of the homes, the ceilings are caved in, and they have absolutely nowhere to go. So,
and your fucking president is.
We're not gonna even talk about Trump.
Yeah, I just pray for everybody in the Bahamas and everybody who's probably gonna be affected by Hurricane Dorian.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in climate control, bro, like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like every year, the shit get worse.
Yep. So I'm praying that everybody be okay.
Yeah, that's just crazy. What else you got?
All right. So Kanye West and his gospel album.
I don't want it.
You don't?
No.
So I did see, like, you know, I ran across a video on Facebook that was shared of him singing a song. Well, the choir singing a song. I used to sing in the choir, so it was one of the songs that I loved to sing when I was little. I'm kind of curious.
What song was it?
Hallelujah, Salvation, and Glory.
Oh, man. So, but those are like actual songs that he's remixing. I don't think because the album is going to be like that.
But I mean, I'm fine with the remix songs. I don't want him to do anything new.
But I don't think the album is going to be that though.
Oh, well.
I don't think they're going to clear all those songs to put on his album. And like when this whole thing first started, I actually got into it on my cousin's Facebook page with one of the dudes that he arranges the music for, like, Kanye Sunday service. We had a little back and forth, and like, I don't think Kanye arranges the music. I think he picks the songs, but I don't think he does the arrangements. So like, for me to give him all this credit for, I don't know. I'm just
over Kanye. I mean, I'm not even a Kanye fan since he went, like, I don't know what to say. He went left, all the way left. And yeah. But I would be interested in a gospel album if he's able to do older things. Now, if he's doing some of his own stuff, I'm good on it.
Do you want a Kanye West produced gospel album, or do you want a Kanye West gospel album as an artist? You want him to be a rapper on it, or you want him to be a Khaled?
I definitely don't want him to be a Khaled.
I mean, I've never seen a video of a Sunday service where Kanye has like a part in like the music, except for like when he's doing like his thing on the piano.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind like a Kanye West Sunday service mixtape.
You know what? I wondered Like, do they have somebody that actually do a sermon at his...
I heard it's just all music.
That's what I was wondering, because it's kind of... Like, is it really church if you don't have a sermon?
I just stopped watching the videos because I was tired of seeing, like, North up the desk.
Oh, my gosh.
Shaking her ass. Whew. And, like, it makes me cringe every time Kim Kardashian, like, posts the videos.
I don't see Kim post anything because I don't follow Kim.
Every time I see, like, a repost of it, it's always from her page. That whole... gospel album playlist was from her page. I've never seen him promote Sunday service. It's always her.
Gotcha. She's never there though, huh?
Yeah, she's always there. She's always find a way to be a part of black culture. Always. She's always
Oh my
there.
Gosh.
I'm being for real.
I was like, not going there.
I'm saying, like, she gets a kick out of, like, being a part of this whole thing. Like, they show up, like, that's a whole different subject.
Yeah. Yep, it is.
I'm here for like a mixtape of like if somebody out there can like put together all the songs so far and like leak them shits, I'm with them. But as far as like a...
He say leak them. So you want a bootleg copy?
No, I just don't think they'll be able to put those songs out because those songs are copyrighted.
I mean, he can probably get it cleared.
Yeah, he probably can. I'm with that. Yeah. I don't want to hear because they... do an original gospel album. I just don't. Huh. And not just him. I didn't want to hear Snoop shit. Like, I like my gospel old school.
Oh, I love old school. Yeah. Like, I really can't get into too many newer like gospel singers. I try.
It's only a few. It has like really like speak to me. Other than that,
yeah.
I just feel like it's not the same, but you know. Yeah. You always need, there's always a line for like new stuff. I like some of the new stuff, some of the stuff
I know too. Yeah. Some of it, but it's like when I like really, really want to listen
to
something, I prefer to go very old school.
Yeah,
definitely. That's how I am with R&B right now too. Like, I'm so stuck in the 90s when it comes to R&B music. Oh my gosh.
Is that new R&B?
No. Oh, but okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to call what we have right now, but yeah, I go back to...
I think we're like a trap soul rapper kind of R&B.
Soul? Era. Who's the soul?
Hey, that's the genre.
So we don't have much soul.
Yeah. Oh no.
Okay, so moving along.
What else you got?
Chris Sales and his girlfriend. She kissed the baby on the lips, and she actually recorded it. So what you think?
This was a big issue on social media, and I don't understand why.
You don't understand why?
I don't.
Okay. So you have a child, right?
Yes.
And your child, but your child is old enough to know better. So let's say you have a child that's...
To know better, like what?
Yeah,
you, mean,
you don't
better?
Let anybody just kiss you on your lips.
Is she anybody though, or is she his girlfriend?
She's not his mother. She's not his. God. She's not Chris's wife either. So.
So if she was married to Chris, it'll be different.
That may be a little different, just a little bit, just a little bit.
Oh my God.
Okay, so when people were, you know, in their feelings about it, I get it. This is why. And this is just coming from me because, you know, I used to work in the HIV and STD field. You don't kiss on nobody,
you
kids.
Twist this shit.
No, I'm just saying. That's why I'm guaranteeing you. That's why people in that those comments were saying what they were saying. You
I
do
saw
not kiss.
Everything in those comments.
You do not kiss your child. Well, I can't say your child. You don't kiss somebody else's child on the mouth. You just don't.
I wouldn't do it, but I also watch. I watch women. I'm not even gonna generalize and say black women. I watch women do things, and when your favorite female celebrity do it, oh, it's so fine. It's love and go ahead, sis, and
mm-mm.
all this good shit.
Mm-mm.
I saw.
I'll say the same thing if Beyonce did it.
No, I saw Russell Wilson kiss Future and baby Future. All y'all was I need a love like this.
He didn't kiss him on the lips.
What's the prayer? You pray for him, sis, and all kind of shit.
He didn't kiss. He didn't kiss him on the lips. And then I go back to what I just said. They're married. That makes a whole difference. What does
paperwork have to do with?
It makes the whole difference because that means he's not going nowhere. He's gonna be in his. He's gonna get a divorce. Possibly that is a possibility, but being that they are married, it makes a whole difference to me.
Y'all are making this shit.
But okay, we're gonna go back to you. Let's say your child, she's three, and she's with the child's mom, who has a boyfriend. This man kissed your daughter on the lips. How would you feel about that?
Knowing my daughter's mom, I don't think she would go for that.
Exactly.
But let me, if she would, I know that like she believes that it's okay. Man, half of the time I follow her lead. Like, man, my girl, like, she's solid. Like, so I know if she cool with it, then that's out of 10. Like, it's cool. They probably gonna be together for a while. She trusts him. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it would bother me. But, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it wasn't that big of a deal.
I just say put yourself in those shoes and see how you think it would feel.
Queen Naja, who was the son's mom, and Clarence, like, love of this kid all kind of ways. Kissing on him and in the same bed with him, all kind of shit. And when it's Queen Naja, everybody cool with it.
She's his mom. Oh,
look at that love.
She's his mom. Clarence
really loves him. And
but I haven't seen anything about Clarence videotaping himself.
When a man does
kissing the child on the lips.
It's always bad.
Just saying.
It's always bad when women see men doing the same thing they do. It's weird to me.
Well, that's for those people. I don't look at things that way.
As a mother of a child, you wouldn't let your significant other kiss your daughter on the lips if she was three, two, four?
If we've been together, and I know we're going to be together for a while.
How do you know you're going to be together for a while? You don't.
Exactly. So therefore, no, he cannot.
I would have to see that you have genuine love for my daughter. The way that Russell has genuine love for baby Future, like, it's genuine.
That's
love.
What I just said.
No, you said because they were married.
No, I'm talking about what you just said. And I said, if I knew that there's, like, we're serious and I feel like we can be going somewhere further, then yes. We know these celebrity relationships on this social media stuff. They do everything for social media. They don't last that long.
Further, and you don't have genuine love for my child, huh?
We can't go further if you don't have genuine love for my child. If I don't feel like you do, we're not going to make it.
That's true. Y'all hypocrites. Anyway.
I'm not a hypocrite. Okay, so we have Meek Mill and his, what was it, a tweet?
Yeah, it was a tweet.
What did his tweet say?
The tweet said something to the effect of, if you shoot your shot and she say she got a man, keep on shooting, because if she was faithful, she would never respond, or something like that.
I think that's the...
Faithful girls don't reply. What's his
don't
right?
reply. I think that's the dumbest statement ever. Ever. Mm. Let me tell you why. Because I will lie to you and tell you that I'm in a relationship just so you can get out my damn inbox. And that's for real. But this is the thing. If you don't respond, and this is coming from me, I'm a female. I'm telling you, if you don't respond, they're going to continue in your inbox. You can even tell them that you are in a relationship, and that still don't mean it's going to stop anything. So, yeah, I think his tweet is BS.
I don't know.
I think it's BS.
I think that so I have female friends, and like I've seen female inboxes and DMs, and yeah, like niggas is ruthless.
And not only that, they'll talk to themselves for years. Forever. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, he ain't gonna stop.
But what's the point of, like, when does shooting the shot become harassment?
After the first three non-responses, you're harassing.
See, I don't know. I feel for females, because I've really seen some inboxes where, like, niggas don't quit. And I think it's a whack to just keep on, like, harassing a female. Over just like the same shit, like, hey, how you doing? What you doing? You so
beautiful. Oh my gosh, let me tell you that what you doing over and over again is annoying. Stop it.
I don't know, man. I want people to shoot their shots and, you know, go after what you want. I know I can tell you plenty of stories from like older people where the woman or the man wasn't really interested at first, and he kept on trying, and, you know, he finally got her attention.
That's a slim few.
Oh, no, not for the older generation. I think it's a slim few now because, you know, we're just in a different time, but I know
plenty I did that once, and I ended up with a crazy fool. Never again.
You can't base everybody off that
one. I'm not doing it again. I refuse. I refuse.
Hey, I let women decide.
But you know what? Sometimes I have done what he says as far as just not responding. And usually I do that because of what he said. I am with somebody, so I just don't respond, or I'm seeing someone. So I don't respond. But I think men are just naturally
persistent after things that they want. So, like, I don't know. I don't think that women should be going out their way to, like, not be harassed or, like lighten up niggas. Like, shit.
Yeah, but a girl responding to you does not mean to keep going.
Facts. I agree with that.
That's not what that means.
And I just think that it's whack to just, I don't know, man. We're just in an era where, like, the chances of a girl answering your DMs is like winning the lottery now. Because there's so many niggas in DMs now. It's so many people in general, females, women, in DMs now. Like, you got to find a different way to, like,
be a stalker.
Basically. Not be a stalker, but just go get what you want. Just go after what you want, not go get.
I mean, because if
want.
It, I mean, it.
Don't go get what you want.
I mean, finding other ways do sound like you're gonna be a stalker, because no. You gotta find out where they at. If you can't go to the inbox, you gonna have to find out where they at.
I think there's other ways, like, you know, you just have to take a chance of running into them at a club.
Stalker.
Not really.
Unless you know that she's in Bella Noche.
How many times have you seen every weekend on your feed out and about? I do every other day.
That's a whole nother subject. And this is called the Unfiltered Podcast. I don't want to throw shade right now.
You're bound to see somebody out. Especially in BR. BR is so small.
They won't find me though.
Let me guess, you so hard to find.
I am.
Okay.
Yep. Unless you know where my address is. So, okay. So.
Okay.
On a more lighter note, I guess. Yeah. Kevin Hart. was involved in the accident. So we're just hoping that everything is okay with that.
Tough. I don't really have much to say about that.
I'm glad that he made it out of the vehicle. Hopefully he pulls through and everything.
He had back surgery that was successful. So,
oh, he did? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did hear he had back injuries, but
yeah. Much love to Kevin Hart.
Yep.
That's the end of the segment.
Yes, so we're on to
Power.
They say this is a big rich town.
You took a shot at the devil and you missed.
Sometimes the people that you trust the most can turn on you with no warning.
My favorite show ever.
It was a good episode. Episode 2.
It was. It was.
My favorite part.
And y'all, you're going to let me have my favorite part. My favorite part was Tommy showing up to the funeral. It's my favorite part. I liked it. Whether it was done a million times in other shows or movies, I don't care. I liked it.
Why was it your favorite part, though?
Because the look on Ghost's face and the way Tommy literally walked up there like a damn ghost. Like,
yeah. He was a ghost to Ghost, though.
Like, nigga, I'm here. Yeah, this is me. Like, I don't know. It just did something for me. Didn't expect it.
I'm sure it's shocking to talk to your soon-to-be ex-wife and your son, and neither one of them mentioned that Tommy is alive.
And he don't know that Tyreek knew when he came there. He don't know that yet. So,
Ghost always adapts.
I mean, yeah. He ain't got no distractions now, so he should be on his game.
I feel like Tommy is a dead man walking. At this point, I feel like all that you can't kill Tommy, and it will tear the family apart, and the kids will love him, all that shit that Tasha was saying, that shit out the window. You showed up to the love of my life funeral, who you killed, by the way. And you gave this gracious speech to her sister about if you need anything. Oh boy, your balls big. You got basketball balls.
I mean, either Tasha had a stash and she paid for that funeral, or she got that money from Tommy to pay for the funeral. Tasha paid for the funeral. So,
but did she get the money from Ghost? That's what I thought. She just told Ghost to have money in her account every month, right?
I don't think it was necessarily for the funeral, though.
I don't think it was for the funeral, but I think she probably used that money.
I doubt it. I don't think that was enough to cover the funeral. He ain't paying her that much a month. I doubt that seriously.
I don't know why. Anyway.
I don't think the payment started yet because they haven't divorced yet, so.
She didn't want it for the divorce. She didn't want the payments for the divorce. She wanted them down, or she was going to turn those in.
No, I think she was talking about, like, once they divorce, she wants him to start, you know, with the payments.
Well, I took
to make sure the kids are taken care of
right now. Not when we divorced, because she went from,
she still have access to the accounts right now.
Not his secret ones.
Well, yeah, not the secret ones, but she still have access to the ones that.
And I'm sure if he kicked her ass out the house, he kicked her off the accounts too. She was just doing this whole spiel to her mama about how she was broke and she was trying to get a plan to get Ghost money and all that.
I don't.
And she just walked into her new high rise apartment. So I'm sure the money came from Ghost.
I don't think she's off the account yet. I really don't. I think he just took off the list for the apartment. I mean, well, whatever they live in.
I would have took her black ass off of every account.
I
look down at you asking you if you knew Tommy was alive and you smiling.
I mean, that's a different story, but you know, they married still. So, hey.
Tasha got to die.
I think her and Paz are about to be working together.
Yeah.
I knew that she was about to stick that cell phone down in that casket.
I
knew
was
it.
Waiting for that phone to ring mid-service.
And you know, but when she put it in there, I was like, Lord, I hope it don't ring. That's what I was like. I say, hopefully she cut it off all the way.
I don't know. That seemed like a twist or a turn, like soon to come with that phone being in Angela's casket.
Hopefully she turned it off. So, yeah.
I like Tyreek and the new little chick being the next ghost, Natasha. That was my favorite part. Seeing Tyreek coming to his own as like a villain of sorts is dope to me.
Tyreek's smart. I hope he stay in school and don't drop out. And if he do get into the little street life, it'll be good to have him with that good balance of both.
Yeah.
This
makes sense because this seems like the spinoff to me. Tyreek and I'm thinking if Tyreek goes Tasha and the little girl. I think Tyler died. I think Keisha. At this point, Keisha ain't even gotta die, dog. Like, just don't bring her ass back no more.
Yeah, I think, because, you know, somebody was saying that. Oh, let me go back. So, I did see some people saying that, as far as Dre, that they believe that Ghost will have Dre become the distro and kill Tommy. I don't believe that.
It makes sense.
I don't think Jason is going to just let him decide who becomes distro.
He said he didn't care who became distro. Well, he wanted Ghost to be distro.
Exactly. If he can't have Tommy, he wants Ghost. And he said if he don't get Ghost, he said somebody will be, somebody close to you. So I'm thinking he might try to go after Tyreek.
Drake just makes more sense though. Like, why?
But that threat though, that threat to me would be he's just doing it just because Ghost going against him. So he'll go after his son. He's not going to give Ghost what he want.
I think everybody wants James to get back to being Ghost, which is drug dealing, killing, mastermind.
I mean, being that this is the last season, Jamie died with Angela.
According to Teresa.
Jamie died with Angela. So James, if he wants to be this businessman, I can see that happening in the end. I can see it. Since this is supposed to be the last season.
It's just so many
But if the season continued on, there's no way James can be right now. It's impossible.
There's nothing I would rather see at this point where Angela dead than to see James go back to Ghost. I think Ghost in his prime, like Ghost at his peak, was like a purity gangster. Like,
although we didn't really see full on Ghost, I feel like we have a chance to now.
No, full on Ghost was
no. Angela was in
leaving out the apartment.
Angela was in season one, and he lost his damn mind in season one. So, yeah.
He was still a ghost, though.
He was a little bit a ghost, yeah.
Tyman know who Ghost is. If Tyman know, his Mustang do.
We're gonna leave the Mustang out of this. I'm going to miss seeing the car. I really am.
I mean, it was a car to me.
I like the car.
Next episode, what happens? More of Tyreek and friend?
Yeah. I'm interested to see where Dre is going, what's going to happen next with Dre.
Yeah. I don't think that they can...
And he did not get big, as you see.
He didn't. I saw an Instagram photo where he had a little chubby on him, but
I don't know what
apparently it was muscle.
what you were looking at.
But your ass. Yeah, I want to see Tyreek and the little girl grow into like a bigger storyline. I'm over this whole Councilman Tate thing. Like, this shit is random as fuck. Like,
especially hopefully at we this see point. Where it's going with that, because I feel like they had a huge gap from the last time that they actually talked.
Yeah.
So it's like, y'all just came back together like nothing happened.
This shit just
like,
don't add up, because Yaz is 13 now. Keisha's son is 16. And Tate ass is still running for governor. Like, did you not win the last time you was running for governor? Like, the storyline just not adding up.
Yeah.
So, I could do without the Councilman Tate.
And see, I feel like they brought on the kids now because so many people was complaining about it. But they knew those kids grew up. So maybe that's why they were trying to not, you know, have them in the camera as much. But what they should have done is just found some kids that were younger.
You can easily find a 2 or 3 year old.
But I guess they wanted to keep. I guess they wanted to keep them employed too, you know. So
them can't be the same kids we saw.
Those are the same kids. They are. It's been 6 years.
My G.
It's the same kids. So technically, you know, they grew within the 6 years, but as far as the storyline, they should still only be like a year older.
I'm ready for the leaked episode at this point. Leak all the episodes, get them, we can get this shit over with.
I can't.
That's the end of the beat for power. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. So our next segment is our main topic segment, and we are going to do some questions. You ready?
I'm ready, even though I don't know what these questions are about to be about, but yeah.
It's a list of questions of would you rather. You ready?
I guess.
So would you rather be happy and content but not achieve much, or never be satisfied but achieve a lot?
Probably never satisfied but achieve a lot. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not satisfied, then I'll have the drive to continue to achieve more.
But what's the point of having a lot and not being satisfied?
I think I'll eventually be satisfied. They didn't say you'll never be satisfied.
I think I would rather be happy. For me, happiness means you achieved everything you needed to achieve.
I guess.
I mean, that's just how I see it. I don't need to achieve a lot and never be satisfied. That's like a, that's a hard
It depends one. On what you consider an achievement. It doesn't have to be monetary. It can just be any type of achievement.
Yeah, but what's the point of overachieving if you're not satisfied? If you're never satisfied, you're gonna always be chasing achievements.
I don't think necessarily, because when you asked it, I'm not looking at it as if the person is unhappy. They just want to. They just
never be satisfied.
But I didn't necessarily take that as a negative. I didn't look at it as a negative. I looked at it as a person that's just motivated.
You can't be happy and never satisfied. Those two don't go together.
Anywho.
I'd rather be happy.
Okay.
Happiness means I achieved everything I wanted to achieve.
Okay. So he had time to think about his answers because he came up with these questions.
I just pulled these up. Would you rather take a vow of celibacy or take a vow of silence?
Celibacy. I will not be silent. Nope.
I'll be quiet. I'm good. I ain't gotta talk.
You gonna hear me.
I
ain't say how long you have to be celibate.
I mean, it's a vow, so.
A vow, but it's not specified for how long. It could be a vow to be celibate until you find your spouse. It could be anything.
Silence. That's the end of that for me. Would you rather be in a bad relationship for the rest of your life or have none for the rest of your life?
None.
I agree. Would you rather wear comfortable clothes or fashionable clothes?
I can't answer that one. I really can't.
Why?
Because I'm a person that sometimes I want to be comfortable, sometimes I want to be fashionable.
What would you rather?
I'm going to go with fashionable.
I'm going to go with comfort. yeah. I got to be comfortable, dog.
Oh, well, I'm going to be comfortable, but I'm going to be fashionable.
I feel like for me, my comfort is my fashion, though. Like, I ain't got to have one much. It ain't got to cost much, you know.
Mine either. Fashionable is just, you know, it's how you put it together.
Yeah, I agree with that. I still want comfort.
I can help.
Every day for me is t-shirt, gym shorts, some slides, tennis shoes. I'm good. I'm the one who, like, if everybody going out, I'm going to ask what the dress code is first, because, yeah. These size 13s don't be feeling good in dress shoes. Would you rather stay in or go out for a date?
What kind of question is that?
It's a question.
I mean, it depends on how I'm feeling, where I'm going to. What's want
to
get out.
What's your go-to, though? Going out or staying in?
It depends on who I'm with. Oh, it does. I'm just saying. It depends on who all is involved. If it's just
a date, my G.
It's a date?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't say all that.
It says, would you rather stay in or go out for a date?
You didn't say for a date. You said, would I rather stay in or go out?
For a date.
Okay. So for a date. If it's a date, we're going out.
Why you say it like that?
Because it's a date. Ain't no such thing as a date at home. That's just chilling, which I have no problem with. But we set a date. Date ain't staying in the house.
I agree. Would you rather watch a comedy movie or a horror movie?
Comedy. I used to be in horror movies. Used to be into horror movies. Long time ago.
If it's a rom-com, I'm all for that. I'm not really a horror movie fan.
I used to be, but I didn't grow out of it. Movies now are just different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of, like they trying to summon demons or something like that. That's why I feel like I'm not into it no more.
What was the last movie you seen that was a horror movie? I can't even think of the last movie.
That was a horror?
Yeah.
I don't know if you would call it a horror, but the last thing that I looked at, I wouldn't call it a horror, was Us. And I actually watched it late. I didn't go see it in the movie theater.
Yeah, it wasn't really a horror for me, but the next time you see Trevor, ask Trevor about the Jackhammer Massacre.
Okay.
Write it down. Text him right now and ask him about that shit.
Jackhammer?
Yeah, the Jackhammer Massacre. Where I was. Would you rather get up early or stay up late?
Would I rather get up early?
Or stay up late. I'm gonna go stay up late. I hate getting up early, but I get up early now anyway. So
I mean, when it comes to working, I'd rather get up early just to get the freaking day over with. But I don't like waking up early, but I have to.
Yeah.
And but my choice would be to get up early simply because of work.
If I had a choice, it would be to stay up late. Hate getting up early. Would you rather spend the day inside or outside?
Depending on the time of the year.
I would rather spend the day outside doing things. I hate to feel like I'm inside too much, but like I'm not doing anything. Or like, just after a while, like looking at walls and just bored.
I mean, during the summer, I don't like being outside. We can go somewhere that's inside. But me just sitting outside in the sun, no, you probably won't catch me doing that. I like the fall and the winter, so like you can get me out the house any day.
I like down south fall and winter. Chicago and all the other shit, good on that. Would you rather go to a bar, a club, a house party, or just stay at home?
Say that again.
Would you rather go to a bar, a club, a house party, or just stay at home?
I definitely wouldn't go to a club, not necessarily. Depends on, I mean, it might be for, I guess, a party, somebody's birthday, and they really want me to come out, then I might go. But all of the others, I mean, it could be a choice for me on a given day, depending how I feel.
I'm not going to a bar. I don't drink. I hate going to clubs. I hate being around a whole bunch of people. I'm laughing that Teresa just texts our friend Trevor about the movie I asked her about. Anyway, not going to a bar. If I don't have to, I'm not going to a club. I'm down for a house party. I love kickbacks. But if I have to choose, it's either between a house party or just staying at home. I like being at home. I'm an introvert. I'm good at home, just watching TV or, you know, chilling. I ain't got to be out and about.
He said the worst movie ever made in cinema history. The budget was $100.
Man, we had movie night at our house a long time ago. It was so long ago, we got the movie from like a Blockbuster or some shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my sister picked the movie, and I don't know why she picked this movie. Had never heard of it. I think she thought she was getting the Chainsaw Massacre, but it was called the Jackhammer Massacre, and that shit was bad, man.
Wow.
It was like literally a jackhammer with a cord hooked up to it, chasing people and killing people, and yeah, it was bad. It was so bad. Anyway, would you rather ask for help or figure it out yourself?
Huh, I'm stubborn. Figure it out myself.
I'm the same way.
I don't even read directions barely. Unless I just get to a point.
I go back after I'm stuck, like, yep. Wait. Would you rather go to a fancy restaurant or a cheaper, relaxed atmosphere where the food is equally good?
Oh, yeah. Go to the cheaper, more relaxed place.
Would you rather spend 5 G's on traveling or something more physical like a TV?
Traveling.
I agree. Would you rather work in an office doing paperwork or outside building something?
What I'm already doing, working in the office, in the air, in the AC.
I'm torn in between these two because I work outside now, working on 18 wheelers. And I don't think there's no joy like doing stuff with your hands as a man, building stuff, fixing stuff. Like, you know, I just enjoy doing that shit and learning about it too. But in this summer, I would rather be inside in somebody's office doing paperwork.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go both. Especially if the pay is the same. If the pay is the same, yeah, give me an office in the summer. Would you rather volunteer at a homeless shelter or be a tutor for underprivileged kids?
Oh my gosh, that's hard. I prefer both. I can't even pick one over the other.
Kids for me. I love kids. If I can help kids, I'm all for that.
Oh my gosh, that's hard. That
I enjoy helping the homeless at a shelter or anything like that. But if I had a choice, it'll be underprivileged kids.
I honestly cannot say. Like, I don't know. Like, me and Hayden, we literally, like, we both have a passion for, like, helping homeless people. Mm-hmm. But I also love children. So it's like, I can't put one over the other.
I can. Kids. Most of your homeless people, especially the homeless men, they be mean, bro. Like, if I ain't gotta put up with your attitude and all that. I mean, I understand you're there for a bigger cause, but if I had a choice, it'll be kids. I love kids, man.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose the ability to hear or to walk?
Probably to hear.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't want to depend on anybody for walking or getting around.
You could choose a scooter.
I don't want to do that. I like to be able to get up and move on my own and not, you know, try to make sure I get to a seat to roll myself. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I don't know. My first mind was here, but now that I'm thinking about it, it'd probably be to walk too. Just to have that freedom of
yep.
being able to bust out when I want to and all that other stuff.
I feel like, you know, as long as I got my sight, now don't get me wrong, I want my hearing. But
I want to hear everything.
As long as I have my sight, I feel like I can read lips. So, yeah.
Would you rather be the manager of a store with bad employees or be one of the bad employees? So, I've been a manager before, and I'm quick to fire your ass.
I was thinking that because I was like, I could just fire everybody. Yeah, but then you got to think about it. Who's going to be there to do the work? Because you still have to replace those people.
You quick to write your ass up. Like, yeah, you come in with that shit if you want to. I write your ass up.
But, well, you got to think about it. If your whole staff is bad, there's something wrong with you. Just saying.
That's true, too.
So
I think the employees are a reflection of the management.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time. So.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah. Last couple of ones. Rich or famous or just rich?
Just rich.
Yeah.
You don't need to be famous.
That's the easiest.
Because I don't even want nobody to know I got it.
That's a fact. I ain't got it, playboy.
I ain't got it.
Joke. You want to be the absolute ruler in a tiny country or an important politician amongst many other important politicians in a large, powerful country?
Let's say one of the largest politicians with the others.
Yeah, I probably want to be a ruler.
But the thing about that is you have nobody to bounce ideas off of.
Yes, you do.
And the tiny one?
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, I feel like every
You're not going to listen to those people that's under you because you're going to think you the man. And what you say, go.
Being a ruler doesn't mean being a dictator.
You might be, though. I can see
that. Nah, I'm not.
I can see it.
I want to make sure I'm doing right by everybody. So, we're gonna get it right together. I'm just the one who can make the last final say. That's it. I don't want to be a dictator.
Okay.
I don't want to be a Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is. I'm good on that. I just don't want to be a part of a... I don't want to be a politician in the mix of like other politicians and always infighting and arguing over this.
I mean, well, yeah, if you got people like that, I wouldn't work. I wouldn't last.
I'm good on that.
But, yeah.
Would you rather work a morally questionable job that makes a lot of money or a job that helps a lot of people but doesn't make much money?
I'm gonna have to go with helping a lot of people. Look, unfortunately.
31-year-old me, give me the morally questionable job. I do some shit that nobody else wanna do. Or people don't like. Give me the money.
I mean, look, it's needed, but.
Somebody gotta do the job, man. I mean, I feel like people know I got a good heart anyway, so you know, like, this job don't represent who I am, so.
But what is it serving besides yourself?
The job?
Yeah, because my job just right because...
now, not serving, I mean, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's only a job, man. I feel like if you are in a field where you're meant to be in that field, and like it was always your dream to be in that field, then yeah, it's different. Like, I look at people who wants to be like career politician side eye because like what are you doing this for? Like, what's your end goal? Like, those people who, especially if, like, you're one of those people in a certain area, a certain state where, like, you only vote this way, and, like, you take money from the NRA and that kind of shit. Like, yeah, like, I look at you sideways. Like, where is your heart behind the job? But, yeah. Give me the money, man. Because I feel like people should know, like, my heart outside of this job isn't what the job pertains.
Okay.
It can be total bullshit, but it's just off my head. You want to be waited on hand and foot by a jealous spouse or split chores 50-50 with the trusted spouse?
By a jealous spouse?
Yeah.
Why you gotta be jealous?
I didn't make the questions.
Okay, do I want to be waited on hand and foot by a jealous spouse or what?
Split all the chores 50-50.
I'm just trying to. By a trusted spouse.
So one guy don't trust you and he give you everything you want, wait on your hand and foot, feed you, clothes you, all that good stuff.
Shit, right now.
And the other guy.
Look, right now I can
trust you every move, but
look, right now I can use that jealous spouse, but no. The honest answer would be the one I could trust. That can trust me.
Facts. That's it for me. That's the end of the main topic. That's would you write the questions? Anything else you want to say?
That is about it.
That's the end of episode 4. See you guys next week.
Same time.